43% of gay and transgender workers have been discriminated against in their workplace. The LGBT community is still getting backlash, from discrimination in the workplace to risking their mental health, and even laws getting passed to discriminate against them, just for being who they are. The LGBT community has come so far in terms of rights and discrimination, but there is still a long way to go. Hello and welcome. I'm Isabel Kripe, and this is Unequal LGBTQ Rights and Discrimination. The statistics say it all. Did you know 26% of transgender workers have been fired because of their gender? Firing someone because they're trans is like firing someone because you don't like how they look. It just doesn't make sense. In fact, ranging from 7 to 41% of transgender or gay workers have been verbally or physically abused on the job. And 44% of transgender workers have been passed over for a job because they are trans. At the same time, 30% of non-LGBT individuals have witnessed these things happen. Even today, there are still laws being passed and laws already passed that allow this discrimination to go on all over the world. Several states and federal governments have enacted these types of laws all around the world. 76 out of 195 countries in the world criminalize same-sex relations. That's almost 40% of the world countries. Arkansas doesn't protect LGBT individuals from discrimination. Certain places like Iran, Mauritania, Sudan, Yemen, and Sharia can give LGBT individuals the death penalty for being who they are. Law enforcement is failing to prosecute hate crimes against LGBT citizens. In August of 2016, a Greek Pakistani couple were attacked by a group of a dozen men while sitting on a bench in the park. The police never punished any of them still to this day. In November of 2016, Gambian police arrested and tortured people of the LGBT community for following the passage of a new anti-LGBT law. LGBTQ plus individuals have a higher risk of mental health problems. LGBT individuals have an increased risk for HIV/AIDS, certain cancers, suicidal thoughts, or risk-taking behavior such as drinking or drugs. Also, an increased feeling of anxiety and even hopelessness. There is an association between LGBT status and anxiety disorder, PTSD, chronic depression, and psychiatric comorbidity. Jamaicans, part of the LGBTQ plus community, face a higher risk of physical and sexual violence. What can you do to help? Well, to start, if you see discrimination because of sexual identity or orientation, don't just watch, step in. If you want to give money to a charity, give to the Equality Federation. Unlike other charities, what you give makes a difference. Even though the LGBT community has come so far in the U.S. and other countries, there is still a long way to go. Don't do nothing, do something. Thank you for listening.